This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At this time yesterday, we weren't sure if Vladimir Putin was going to meet with Rex Tillerson. The Russian government was playing coy on that. Putin apparently made Tillerson wait for a couple of hours and then did take a meeting. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, good morning, Willie. You talked earlier, I heard you talk about whiplash. Well, the dizzying diplomacy continues. Rex Tillerson is flying out. Syria's foreign minister is now flying in to have talks with Sergei Lavrov on the Tillerson-Putin meeting. No readout yet because Rex Tillerson isn't talking to the media about that meeting. Interestingly, there was no official photograph released. Maybe neither side wants to be seen to be shaking the hand of the other. But the Russians are talking about that Tillerson-Putin meeting. Putin's official spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said this morning, Putin used the meeting to give Tillerson his views, his analysis on why U.S.-Russian relations have reached such a low point. And he also gave Tillerson his views on the situation in Syria. I bet he did, because as we know, Vladimir Putin can talk for hours. Peskov said the tone of the meeting had been fairly constructive. Now, that almost seems like damning with faint praise to call a meeting fairly constructive. He said Putin hoped his message would be passed on to President Trump. They agreed to keep open the lines of communication between Moscow and Washington. But, says Peskov, they did not discuss a future meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Now, the earliest that could take place would be the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, in July. So, look, it's difficult to know what was achieved here yesterday. There was no visible warmth between Tillerson and Lavrov, as there used to be, I think, between Lavrov and John Kerry. Yes, they agreed to disagree, but, you know, even as they declared relations at their lowest point at the UN, as you've been hearing, Russia was vetoing a resolution condemning the Syrian chemical weapons attack, its eighth veto, and Donald Trump was welcoming Montenegro into NATO. Montenegro, remember, used to be an ally of Moscow during the Soviet era, part of the Warsaw Pact. So relations certainly at a low level, and no readout yet at all from the U.S. on that meeting between Rex Tillerson and Vladimir Putin.
I think, Scott, they're maybe trying to read too much into this. I mean, hey, come on. Tillerson could have been told at the tarmac, nobody's going to meet with you. What would that have said? No, look, they came in, they talked. It sounded to me that, by and large, it was constructive. And what did they expect? Like Putin all of a sudden was going to say, yeah, you're right, you're right. I took on California. We made sure that we affected the votes in California or something, you know.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's not usual for our Secretary of State to talk to another country's leader and then not come out and do an apology press conference or something, because it seems like that's what's happened for 8 years. Every time we talked to a leader, our Secretary of State would come out and tell us how bad we were and what we
right.
need to do differently.
Exactly.
So it's a lot different that now to have somebody holding the cards close to their chest, not coming out and saying exactly how things went in the meeting or what they felt about the meeting, and just saying, hey, I'm going to go talk to my people, mm-hmm. you know. So they're dealing with a little withdrawal here, I think, on MSNBC's part.
Right. Well, this puts, outside of the reporting, you know, what does this do for the Russians? You know, it lets them know who they're dealing with. That they're serious. Tillerson, boy, I'll tell you, what a Secretary of State that he is turning out to be here. The way he represents American interests, that he takes the difficult. I mean, this takes leadership. This takes a unique individual to be able to take these difficult topics and go and deal with somebody who has basically had their way, and you're kind of letting them know in a nice way that this is unacceptable. And this is our perspective. And I think it was constructive when you have both parties able to give their own point of view here. We'll see what goes on from here. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. Got a couple of new featured panels up there, including our interview with David Limbaugh, which is going to be coming up on The True Jesus. Great book, by the way. Oh, you're going to love this book. David, who has been rather, how do I want to say it, spiritually focused in his last couple books. And this one here, The True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. Interesting book. This is going to bless you. Like you said, it wasn't like he was trying to replace the Gospels in no way. It's to give his perspective on it. And I think it's pretty much a mainline perspective on the divinity of Christ, and a lot of, aha moments for David. As you can imagine, anytime you write a book, you're peeling back layers and, your eyes and understanding, especially in the spiritual, are opened up in a dramatic way. And so that is featured there. Also, our interview with Ed Henry yesterday on Jackie Robinson on 42 Faith, the faith of Jackie Robinson, which has been underreported. And you can understand why. I mean, I understand why only because that's the nature of our culture. Anything that has to do with God and says, hey, this is how God worked in my life. People don't want to hear about it because they're doing everything they can to run from God, which is, you know, I find quite ironic because the very answer that they're looking for is right before them and they're running away from it. In much the same way that Pontius Pilate, as you'll recall, this is Holy Week, so we'll talk some Holy Week topics here in just a bit. Pontius Pilate, who you had to know was twisted, you know, as the governor, as the leader of the area there where you had all these problems with Jesus in Jerusalem. And he's just, he is somewhat of a political pawn. I mean, even though he's the governor, I mean, he's got a lot of responsibility. You know, Caesar expects him to keep control of the Jews. And fact is, it's always been a challenge to kind of keep control. Even God had a hard time keeping control of the Jews. And here at this one dramatic moment, Pontius Pilate, who seems to be looking for truth, is standing in front of the truth. The very answer that he's looking for is right there in front of him, and he can't see it. And this is the nature sometimes of something is so critical, we can be so blinded that we not see it like the nose on our face. And, you know, here it is, this is the challenge that we have. And, you know, that's my, I guess, my bit of wisdom to you, or if it's wisdom. My admonition and encouragement to you is to pursue truth. This is why it is so important, and we say we're going to pursue truth no matter where it leads. I know some people kind of mock me and say, well, what do you know? You know, what do you know about the truth? You know, it's kind of like the same way Pontius Pilate says, well, what is the truth? You know, and look at the truth is irrefutable, and it definitely is there. Just because we want to listen to some college professor say, oh, well, you know, it's relative, and all of a sudden that becomes the order of the day. What? The truth is not relative. I mean, it's like, what are you going to say? Gravity is relative? Oh, gravity is relative. Oh. It's relative how? Like what? I mean, like if I go to Minnesota, Scott, I mean, it doesn't work. Gravity doesn't work in Minnesota. You know, what's all that about? You know, it's just like gravity. The truth is there, and it's immutable. But we've been told, we've been trained, and especially in our generation, and even more so now because of political correctness, is all, you know, it's all relative, you know, so everybody's opinion, you know, matters. Well, it matters, I guess, at the first level of conversation. But if you just want to sit around and talk about it, and there are people that do that. I mean, we're designed. I mean, there's some people that are designed just to process and just talk about things and just keep talking. They wear you out. That's okay. I mean, you know, but sometimes that can be fun. But after it's all said and done, is what's been constructive here? What did you decide on? And that's where you need the other aspect and the other personality to come in. And that's the one that says, look, hey, it's time to, you know, come to a conclusion here. What are we concluding after all this conversation? You know, it's kind of like this whole conversation about whether or not the Russians interfered with our election. You know, we exercise ourselves over this over and over and over again. I mean, you keep saying the same thing. I say they cycle. It drives me nuts after a while. It's like after about the, you know, fifth time that you said the same thing, look at, you know, why are you trying to convince me with the very same evidence that you presented, you know, 5 hours ago? And I'm, you know, it's not convincing. Who are you trying to convince, me or yourself? In the process, okay, hey, we'll consider it. Let's put it there. But what other things do you have to bear to say, you know, to bring to bear on the question here that says, in fact, it happened? Now, we're down the road months. And meanwhile, we've got a president in charge now trying to get this country back on track. And it's just one distraction after another. And who's paying the price, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, we're paying the price. I mean, instead of the guy being able to go do his job, he's got to fight all these political things and chase all these things that do not advance the proposition on the things that we need to have advanced on, like immigration, like tax reform, like, oh, yeah, health care. You know, what are we doing? You know, we got everybody all confounded and confused and wrapped up in all this, all the, what I call distraction, okay? And particularly on Russia with whether or not they got involved in the election or not. And as Scott and I were talking about earlier, it's like, God, we're so arrogant here in this country because how dare they get involved in our election? And like, the United States hasn't got involved in their election. We don't get involved in people's elections. I think we're all a bunch of busybodies and everybody's sticking their nose in things because they have an interest all in the name of national interest. Well, Russia has a national interest as well. But how much did they actually interfere? And, you know, if the truth really be known, is it as bad or worse than what the United States has done? You know, and I'm not on an apology tour here by no means. I'm just saying, hey, this is the nature of governments. This is the nature of politics. We got enough politics running around here. And here's a problem. This is why, you know, frankly, you know, I'm concerned about any more politicians on the field of play than we already have. We got enough politicians. You know, we need leaders. We need somebody who can get the job done. That's what this country needs in order to get this country back on track so that people can start owning homes again, can find good jobs. And in the midst of this, you know, second, I believe, industrial revolution, and industrial revolution is in a different way because it's technological in base. It's going to be more advanced. And I will agree with Mark Cuban on this angle. And another discussion that we had earlier with one of our experts as well is that, look, people need to be aware of the technology, the way it's advancing, the movement of robotics. I mean, all this stuff is real. We can't poo-poo it. You can't say driverless cars and just say, well, that's not gonna, you know, that's not gonna happen. Or, you know, jobs that can be repeated, are they being taken over by robotics? Because you got politicians that have this wonderful idea, you know, pushing the angle, saying, hey, look, we're gonna add all of these taxes on employees, on human being employees. Well, the proposition is then with the technologists who say, hey, look at what happens if we have robots doing that job? I mean, it's a repetitive job. Boy, you know, this might be a better idea. Let's replace the humanoids who are causing all these problems, supposedly, thank you very much, the politicians, and they want, a $15 minimum wage, which is horrible, but I can give you robotics that are going to cost you less than $5. What about that deal? Well, what do you think they're going to gravitate to? All this dynamic is taking place, but you need to be aware of it, ladies and gentlemen. For the future of tomorrow, because that's what's before us.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Mountain, Okay, Jonah, thoughts on today on the Russia front first?
Well, I think it's fair to say at this point that the Trump as Putin puppet storyline is officially dead. Could come back, but it would take something really remarkable. I think at one point today Donald Trump said these are the worst relations we've had with Russia ever. That strikes me as maybe a little too far hyperbolically, but it's very clear that things are not going well. And everyone is sort of just doing in a tailspin, trying to figure out what the theme of the pudding is of American foreign policy right now.
Laid it out really quick. Number one, I'm not your puppet. Who was it that sang I'm Your Puppet Aaron Neville. Aaron Neville, that's what I was thinking. I was hearing that song in my back. Jonah said something that needed to be said and clarified really quick. I'm sure the left goes, oh, okay, well, maybe we got to find some other thing to put up against Trump right now to make him look less than and invalidate his presidency. That came across loud and clear. And yes, he says it's probably the worst it's ever been. And that's the way, you know, with Trump. I mean, everything's the worst it's ever been. You know, when it's Trump, he speaks in hyperbole. That's okay. You know, it doesn't bother me. You know, we're back to Cold War. You can sense the ice chilling. You know, it's like old Chick Hearn used to say, right, Scott? You know, it's in the refrigerator. It's chilling.
Well, with him, you'll never hear him say, well, it's bad or it's good. Mm-hmm. It's either great, fantastic, excellent.
Yeah.
Using words like that, or else it's the worst, horrible, terrible. He never says just good or bad.
Right.
And that's who he is. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. Those are excitement words. Those are words
the guy grew up in the media. I mean, he's around the media. He's used the media. What does the media use? They use headlines. They speak like this all the time. He speaks in headlines. I mean, this is really what he does. And he hands these headlines. He goes, okay, I mean, look, it may not be as much as a backroom kind of operation like it was for Hillary and Barack Obama with operatives telling writers what they're going to write and, you know, and being able to check on their work before it was actually printed. I mean, it might be not that obvious, but yet it's still obvious because he gives the headline, and then what happens? He says something, you know, hyperbolic, as Jonah says, and then what happens the next day? It's the headline on the newspaper, in the newspapers, you know?
Well, it's why he likes Twitter so much. You have 140 characters to put a headline out there, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So that's just how he talks, and that's how he's talked. That's how he talked when he was on The Apprentice and all that.
Sure.
That's who he is. And I don't think, obviously, we went through a Cold War where we didn't. There was years where we didn't talk to Russia. So obviously, we're still talking to him. So it can't be the worst it's ever been.
Right. Well, it's not like you got the president or the premier sitting across the desk beating his shoe on the desk, you know, and throwing a fit in front of you, you know, threatening and sending nukes to another country. We're not at that point. But hey, look, we're talking, and the fact that, like I said, Tillerson goes there. What happened if they'd have turned his plane around? Said, hey, you're not even welcome here. And, in fact, we're going to give you 20 seconds to get out of our protected fly space, and we're going to consider you invading our territory, and we're going to shoot you down. Now, to me, that would be that'd be pretty bad there. But they accepted. They sat down. They talked about it. I think they both agree that I think all parties are agreeing, hey, look, this is not a happy place. We don't need to be here. This is not good. You know, two very powerful countries like the United States and Russia, we can agree to disagree. That's okay. And be respectful about it. And I think that's what's, you know, coming into play here is a little bit of adjustment to where Russia is, you know, is having to respect the United States. I don't think they respected the United States previously. They had their way. I mean, Barack Obama was doing everything he could to curry favor with Putin. and Hillary from the reset button. And let's not forget that off-mic statement that Barack Obama made, you know, to the prime minister in saying, hey, look, we're, you know, once the election's over, you let Vladimir know it's going to be so much better, you know, because I'll have a lot more flexibility. What does that mean?
Well, and also, I mean, like you said, I think Tillerson's doing a really good job. He walked right into the so-called hornet's nest, if you will. He didn't shy away from going to Russia. It wasn't a phone call. It wasn't, you know, hey, let's talk over the phone while I sit wherever I'm comfortable. He went right in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they said, you know, at the top of the hour we heard that they made him wait for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't bother him. He waited, you know. I think he really understands the job that he's doing, and he doesn't think it's bigger, that he's more important than what it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whereas I think for a while now, secretaries of state have made it seem like their job is the job is more about them than it is about what the job is. And Tillerson, very much so, he's not beating his chest. He's, you know, he didn't, like I said, he didn't take a press conference immediately after to talk about how great he was and how horrible these things that our policies have been and things like that. He got back on his plane, yeah, and he flew back.
Right.
And then he probably, you know, talked to the president and the intel community. And that was that. He's not out there thumping his chest talking about, you know, how great our policy is and stuff like that. So,
well, what you look for in administrations or in relations is that balance, good guy, bad guy kind of thing, right? And I got Tillerson is so measured, and he brings this sober perspective and approach to this deal. I mean, something that could be extremely volatile, what's going on. I mean, let Donald Trump turn tables upside down. Let him go through and do all this stuff, and then let Tillerson, let him be the adult. He seems to be the adult in the room, and he comes in and, okay, he goes to NATO and says, hey, guys, it's time to pay up. Well, you know, nobody ever asked, you know, and so then we get them paying up. And then now you got this reversal of Donald Trump, who during the campaign said NATO was a joke. They were ineffective. They weren't doing certain things. And now all of a sudden yesterday he comes out and goes, hey, well, they've stepped up. You know, since I brought it to their attention, you know, they've gotten their act together. They're doing a better job. OK, so he wants to take credit for that. OK, well fine.
Yeah, but look at the events that played out for Tillerson. Earlier this week, he did do a press conference where he flat out said that we don't know Russia's involvement in this, you know, for sure. There's no foreseeable way that Assad can stay in power. And then he immediately he goes into Russia.
Yes.
And
you're exactly, you make an exact point here, Scott. And that is that he didn't come in, you know, shooting his mouth off and, you know, guns blaring going into Russia. He goes in and says, hey, look, this doesn't look good. You know, this kind of looks like a duck, and it's kind of talking like a duck. What do you guys say? And, you know, so they're talking it out. And, of course, Kozlov says, hey, look, we didn't mess around with your picking elections. There's no evidence. You guys have been talking about this for 9 months. Where's the evidence that we did this? We did any more than what we would normally do. Where is the evidence? And here they are. I mean, if anything, through this whole process, the United States is the one that's getting exposed because we're realizing how many felonies were committed and, you know, and what other things we're doing in terms of Trump being surveilled. Conversation continues. Stay with us, America.
I've spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth. Until today, my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going to be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Love.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours, welcome on this holy week as we celebrate it together. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Guandolo is with us right now. John is a counterterrorism expert. He implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training program. Former FBI agent himself assigned to the Counterterrorism Division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Well, John, with all the threats abounding, what is your message to America right now? Speaking of the FBI with James Comey and some of the things that have been going on there, we seem to be getting mixed messages. And, you know, people are not sure what to make of all this because at times it seems the FBI wants to enter into the political fray. And we've been saying this morning that we've got enough politicians on the field to play. We need leaders. We need guys who can blow the whistle and pursue the truth. Apolitically, we don't need any more political people on the field. Can you sort this out for us?
Well, I hope I can sort it out for you. What I think would be best to just start with is that there are some serious concerns, and it begins with the FBI and making it pretty clear that there is a lack of understanding of what the threat is when it comes to the matters of terrorism. And because of that, it has infected a lot of the decision-making process as it comes to other national security issues. That's problem one, not necessarily the number the worst one, but it's number one I'm talking about. Number two is I think there's a real lack of leadership. And there are, for instance, with regards to Mrs. Clinton, there are crimes that have been committed and were committed by Mrs. Clinton and potentially by the former president that should be aggressively pursued and investigated to determine whether there was or wasn't. Now, in fact, in the case of Mrs. Clinton, the FBI director made it very clear in public statements that Mrs. Clinton's activities met all the elements of crimes, and yet she was not charged for political reasons. There's a lot of concern that inside the FBI, FBI leadership has tied. There's certainly a great sympathy towards Mrs. Clinton and some of the leadership. Andrew McCabe was. There's been some articles written about him, who's the number two at the FBI for these things. So, yes, I think they've lost a lot of credibility, and they're going to need to do a real house cleaning. And you have average agents on the ground, you know, busting their butts every day trying to do the right thing that are very frustrated with the leadership.
The leadership from Comey down, or is this left over from the deep state, the influence of Barack Obama over the last 8 years? Has all this contributed to it?
Yes. So I'm specifically talking about the upper leadership in the FBI, or I should say the upper management. I've not seen real evidence of leadership, but you've got a leadership in the counterintelligence and counterterrorism divisions that has no understanding of this threat, as evidenced by their actions and by their comments over the last number of years, and no turn and no obvious turn since the new administration to change that. So any argument that we were just under such pressure not to uphold our constitutional duty to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, well, we have a new administration, and so we're not seeing at the leadership level the kinds of things we should. What's interesting is at the troop level, at the ground level, we are seeing changes where FBI agents and offices are now working more with local and state officials than they have in the last 8 years. But there's still a lack of understanding of the threat. But inside the DOJ, to broaden and answer your question more broadly, yes, there are still holdovers from the last administration that are hostile to people who want to aggressively pursue criminals and terrorists. And so that there are internal battles going on inside the federal government, intelligence, and law enforcement agencies as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would seem that what's been coming out here, John, is what this, you know, you want to call it the deep state, entrenched bureaucrats that do not see the threat at the same level that you see it, for example, in understanding the threat as you do, and you focus on these things. We've had experts on this show from Trevor Loudon, who has done extensive vetting to reveal to the voters that we have a lot of the enemy so entrenched in our government that have influence over policy, that are aware of policy, that are, you know, almost built-in spies, so to speak, to the inner workings and machinations of our government. And we're going, wait a minute, it wasn't that long. I mean, I understand we went from being very paranoid under the era of Joe McCarthy, but it's almost like in the process of being so open-minded, we've lost our brains in the process, and we have the enemy living amongst us in the upper levels of our government, and it's like it's all okay. And, you know, again, for Main Street America, they're going, this doesn't make sense.
Well, you've just put your finger on something very important. In the previous administration, you had senior government officials, to include Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, the most important advisor to the president, Valerie Jarrett, people like Rahm Emanuel and others who are the children of hardcore card-carrying members of Communist Party USA.
Yeah.
And this is something we've never seen at this level, specifically with regards to how it was accepted, not only by, and specifically by the media, that no push, because the media, in my opinion, is a real driving force for our enemies in this war. And then, of course, you've got the
The media, John, I'm sorry, I mean, but, you know, the media is holding the door open. I mean, forget about a wall.
That's right.
They're just saying, hey, come on, here's the entrance. Come on in, right?
That's right. And you've got the jihadis, the Islamic movement, working directly with these hard-left Marxist communist organizations. I mean, it's part of what understanding the threat teaches when we teach law enforcement, elected officials, community leaders, but there is a mountain of evidence demonstrating the merging. We call it the red-green axis, red being communist, green being the Islamic movement, the red-green axis. You know, the famous terrorist Carlos the Jackal said it will only be a coalition of Marxists and Islamists that bring the U.S. government down. And it is what they're doing now. And so it's not only those, you know, communist Marxists, but it's the Muslim Brothers that are in the administration.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the Muslim Brotherhood. John, do you have time? Can you stay with us for another segment?
I can stay with you for one more segment. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. That'd be great. John Guandolo is with us, former FBI expert, the one who really started the counterterrorism, training and education program for the FBI. And John is opening up the door to, I think, things that you have not been aware of and quite understand before, and appreciate him being able to stay with us a little bit more. John Guandolo, right after this.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of many ways that you connect with us, whether it's online or shortwave or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours. Thank you so much for joining in on the conversation. It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We continue to remain faithful to bring you the experts, people that know what they're talking about, that have the background, the ground floor experience to share with us so that we move it out of the realm of opinion. Because I've often said that in the absence of the truth and the facts, opinion rules. But we're fortunate to have John Guandola with us. John is a counterterrorism expert who implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training program, a former FBI agent himself assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and his most recent book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. But we've got a new book coming up. It's just around the corner, right, John?
Yes, we do. We're getting ready to release a book called It's All About Sharia, which focuses on the fact that our enemy says everything they do in accordance with Sharia, and they seek to impose it on us. And so it lays that out. It's going to be... my hope is it'll be a short read, but packed full of good information for the reader. And then we also have a new DVD series. We've released the first DVD called What's Going On. Mm-hmm. The second DVD will actually be two DVDs in one, all about Sharia, and that will also be called It's All About Sharia.
John, and how can they connect with you first? So, you know, if they're interested in your books and the DVD series, how do they get their hands on the product?
So our website is UnderstandingTheThreat.com, UnderstandingTheThreat.com, and then we have, you can sign up for our newsletter there. We're on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. You can subscribe at, go to YouTube, just type in Understanding the Threat. On Twitter at UTT_USA.
Mm-hmm. Well, America has been deluded to think that Sharia is a non-starter. They some want to hide behind the Constitution. Well, we have the Constitution. Sharia has no place here. Well, the fact of the matter is it does have place. It is already being implemented in the United States in some zip codes. We know that to be a fact. Muslims come here. You see them on TV anecdotally shouting out that Sharia is coming to a neighborhood near you. Why isn't America taking them seriously?
Well, I think part of the problem is because America, two big things just right out of the gate. Number one is, America views Islam as a religion. And it is not. As a matter of fact, one of the things we just tweeted out last night was from the most widely used Islamic school textbook in America for junior high school students, again, in Islamic schools, not in U.S. public schools. But there's specifically under there when it's talking about Islam and about its obligations, it teaches it's Muslims are teaching their own children. Islam is not a religion. That's the quote. It is a complete way of life, social, cultural, military, political, and religious, all governed by Sharia, Islamic law. And in that same book, it teaches, and this is a quote, the duty of Muslim citizens is to be loyal to the Islamic State. And so that's what's being taught because that's what Islam is. That's the first part. The second part is, wherever you have the Islamic community, you have Sharia. That's what they utilize inside their community to govern their affairs. So it doesn't have to be adjudicated in U.S. courts or anything like that. That's the second thing. And the final thing I'll just say on it is the Islamic law of slander, which the law of slander in Sharia says you cannot say anything about Islam or a Muslim that he would, quote, dislike. And if you do, it's a capital crime. That's why people who draw cartoons and make films or whatever, they are killed or attempted to be killed. They're threatened with death and violence. So that's why we see that. So it doesn't have to be imposed through our courts. When you have American leaders who keep telling the citizens that Islam has nothing to do with what's going on, that Islam's a religion of peace, and that there's nothing to fear, well, oddly enough, there are some Americans that still trust their leaders to tell them the truth.
Exactly.
And they're not. They're lying to them, and they've been doing it for 16 years.
You know, we blame a lot on political correctness, but we're all complicit in this because we are a self-ruled government. You know, the Constitution clearly says we're about we the people. It's a government of, for, by, we the people. So whatever has infringed upon that rule and that perspective, really the onus is on us, right?
Well, that's right. It's interesting you bring that up. I was just briefing a group of people last night, and the we were discussing UTT. We're the only organization, understanding the threat. We're the only organization in the country training law enforcement, military, intelligence professionals as to the true nature of the threat vis-a-vis the jihadi network here, the Muslim Brotherhood's network, Sharia, how they're doing it, and showing local and state leaders, law enforcement, how to proactively find terrorists in their community, how to map out the network and create innovative strategies to dismantle it. We're the only ones doing it. We are absolutely blazing a trail across the country, and as a matter of fact, recently law enforcement have initiated investigations and actually in the last 2 weeks in one of the states we're working identified an Al-Qaeda operative because of our training. So I share that because this actually, when you understand and know this, it has an impact in the safety of the citizens. And so I share that because I think there are a lot of reasons why Americans are confused, but it's not just about the enemy. In the three-day program we run for law enforcement, on day three, the very first session is a lengthy session on founding principles as it relates to law and government. And you are absolutely correct, though. I think part of the problem is Americans not only don't understand the threat, we have not been taught, as previous generations were, who we are, and that's what we also do because I think it's important to know not only what you're fighting against, but what you're fighting for.
Well, and there should be a clear message to these young kids that are at parents' expense attending these educational institutions that have been brainwashed. what some of these professors are putting out there, what they're spewing out there, this theoretical idea that opens the door to the enemy and that renders us to be very vulnerable to this imminent threat that lives amongst us. I mean, people who have come here, I mean, we have a president that says, look, I want a super vet. And I'm saying, well, how about if we just vet? But, you know, he speaks in hyperbole, so I understand. But the idea is that he's saying is that we're just not doing enough even with vetting. I mean, we stopped vetting. And everybody we speak to in law enforcement, a former U.S. Marshal, Luke Adler, has stated in clear terms, Bill, every time we've opened the door like this and we're not able to vet, especially in this particular time and space, it's much more dangerous than ever before because the vetting tools are just not in place right now, right?
Well, that question you just asked is a phenomenal question, but it's not just that the vetting tools aren't in place. The tools are the people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. So out of the last 10 terrorist attacks in the United States, almost all of the individuals that carried it out were interviewed by the FBI previous to their attacks and were determined to either to not be an immediate threat to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so right there, that tells you that the FBI's ability to look at someone, to talk to them and determine that they are or are not a threat is broken catastrophically. Because
exactly.
Now Americans are dead because of the FBI's gross negligence, criminal negligence, actually. And we put doctors and lawyers in jail for what the FBI has been doing, which is not only failing to identify friend and, you know, friend from foe, but people who are literally about to act and they're incapable. And it's because the leadership of the FBI has prevented the kind of training that we do from getting into the government. This is where we are. Mm-hmm. So if we can't do it at that level, you better bet that we're not doing it at the broader immigration level. It's not being done at all.
Exactly. Yeah, because it doesn't get better as it goes down line, right? It only gets worse because then you've got cultural influence, you have systemic influence. And when I say culture, I'm talking about, the organization itself, because they set the stage. And I got to imagine for those FBI agents like yourself, John, when you were an FBI agent, you know, there's instincts there, you know, call them gifts, call them what you want. That these particular FBI agents have, and they go, they know something is wrong, it's just not right. It's got to be just exceedingly frustrating for these men and women who find themselves going up this kind of, dealing with this kind of silliness, you might call it.
Yeah, they absolutely are. A lot of frustrated agents, but a lot of good men and women trying to do their best. We just need to, the FBI needs to, well, the president needs a clean house, the FBI get new leadership in there.
And we, the people, need to make sure their voice is heard to that end. John Guandolo, remind everybody very quickly, 5 seconds, where they can go for more information.
UndersandingTheThreat.com. Join us in this fight. We're putting freedom back on the offensive where it belongs.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.